The State Board of Game wrapped up meetings in Anchorage earlier this week. One decision by the board changed the rules governing the Nalchina caribou hunt, eliminating the scoring system called Tier 2 that used criteria such as income and how long you had hunted in the area. The new system allocates a portion of the available moose and caribou to 8 Otna villages. Other hunters can apply to hunt the remaining available game. The hunt has for years been in high demand because there is road access and it lies in between Cantwell and the Mat-Su area. Otna Corporation CEO Ken Johns says Tier 2 excluded some people who had always relied on the herd as a main food source, including the Otna traditional chief. He says ideally the state constitution would be changed to be in sync with the federal subsistence mandate of rural preference, but he says he hopes people will allow time to see if the new community harvest allocation rules work.
It allows for the villages to have an opportunity to get meat on the table, and it allows for other people to put in for a permit that doesn't block anybody out from hunting in this area, whereas under the Tier 2 system, it was limited to people who qualified.
But Alaska Outdoor Council Director Rod Arno says the federal rural preference mandate is unsustainable because it allows anyone that moves to rural Alaska, regardless of whether they have a history of subsistence practices, to have preference in times of shortage. Arno says the state has 23 subsistence hunts.
Two or three of them are controversial. And the others, you know, there's no problem at all because they are in remote rural areas. So the contention, you know, and the ill feelings among hunters are all in an area that, you know, it may be better to manage as a non-subsistence area.
Arno says the Outdoor Council has asked the game board to review whether the Nalchina Basin should still be a subsistence hunt game management area. Otna made their request for a community hunt for 8 villages with around 1,500 residents. The allocation will be for 100 moose and 300 caribou. Arno says that leaves out people that live in the basin and other communities such as Sourdough and Kenny Lake. He anticipates those folks will ask for their own allocation in a couple of years, which he thinks could present a problem.
So, you know, I don't see that this is the end of this. What will eventually happen is the board will be faced with each of these groups asking for a percentage then of the harvestable surplus. So then, you know, it will all be allocated out to little communities and large communities.
Otna head Ken Johns says Otna could only apply for the communities where they had authority, such as Copper Center, Mentasta, Cantwell, and Gulkana. Johns says the community harvest criteria fits in with their long tradition of hunting the basin's moose and caribou and their ethic of sharing, such as he will be doing with his son, who lives in Anchorage.
He requested some moose meat, so this isn't uncommon that I'm packing up some stuff from the freezer and bringing it in to them, so... You know, it not only feeds just individual, but we do a lot of sharing of our fish and moose and caribou.
The new rules for the Nalchina Basin will go into effect for the fall hunting season.